All righty, welcome everybody. Appreciate the patience here, getting just a little bit of a late start. I want to welcome all of you that are brand new. I know we have a lot of, brand new to SLG and the SLG community. Maybe some of you are brand new, even selling life insurance. Some of you have a lot of experience, and you're kind of brand new to our community. So I want to welcome you. We do these calls every single Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. They are recorded, but I do encourage you to be on the calls live. It's a kind of a way to keep some accountability. We do not micromanage. We call ourselves the lifestyle agency. So we do really preach and believe that this is your business, and so we never try to come across as trying to micromanage, because you're an independent agent, free to do anything that you want to do with this business. But that being said, it is very easy to push this business to the side with life and everything else. So kind of being on the calls is a good way to just kind of create some accountability, some consistency. And we do other things periodically as well, but I definitely encourage you to be on these calls each week. I'm going to kind of cover maybe some little bit of boring stuff, let David fire you up here at the end. But I want to just cover a few things. Hopefully it'll be helpful for all of you, especially if you're brand new. I want to give a shout out to Spencer Holmes. I think I shared in Slack yesterday, but just part of the cool thing about this business, most of you on this call, your main focus, I'm sure, is selling final expense. It's very simple. It cash flows quickly when you're buying your leads. It is the thing I believe most agents should focus on in the beginning, or as long as they, or forever if they want to, but it's an easy, simple sale that can cash flow quickly. So you keep your core carriers, you understand your go-to, your secondary, your third carrier. That's the best way to get profitable in this business and get comfortable and master something like we talk about all the time. That being said, sometimes you come across, bigger opportunity sales. And if you're brand new, you may not know how to handle it if it comes across, but you build a relationship. The best thing you can do, and we have this in our training, is just tell people you're not the expert, but you work with a great team, and you're going to refer them to one of the best in the industry that can help them, and edify and refer something that's over your head, and you can flip it to a specialist. We have that ability in the CRM, email support at Summit Life Group. And, if that results in a sale, then that can be a commission paid out to you. And we talk about that. I'm not going into details, but the reason I'm saying that is Spencer, I think he this is something he's pretty much closing himself, because he has the skill set to do it, but it's going to end up resulting in a $7,000-$8,000 commission. It's a very solid sale. So I just mentioned that to give him a shout out, but also just that's part of the fun thing about this business is most of our sales are, $500, $600 type of, base hits, we like to say, and you make a lot of them. You do them consistently and they add up, because if you write 5, 10, 15, 20 of those a month, or 25 or 30, whatever you want to do, those certainly stack up. But there are opportunities for bigger sales, so which is fun when those come across. And if you come across one like that and you don't know what to do, then just forward it to an expert, and over time you become the expert. But that comes with experience in this business, and so you got to pay your dues. But what I want to talk about real quick is, just understanding how our business works from a customer acquisition standpoint. And I think I haven't talked about this in a while, but it's very important to understand. You hear this if you ever watch Shark Tank or something. Hey, what's your customer acquisition cost? Well, we do the same thing in telesales. Right now, when we go work our warm market and work traditional, which we highly encourage everybody to do, that's obviously it's free customer acquisition costs. So there's nothing wrong with getting free customer acquisitions, and I'm not against it. I'll do it all the time, anytime an opportunity presents itself. But we do love being able to sell in a predictable way over the phone, where we're putting marketing dollars to use, buying leads to then get a customer. And so we've been tracking this for years now, and what we found is that it is a pretty consistent number, and obviously it varies based on your skill set and different batches of leads. But when you look at it over a long time, it starts to average out. And so when you understand the concept, it helps you to grow and scale your business. And I did a little video talking about the differences between field sales and telesales. And I think some agents, if you've sold in the field, sometimes people get a little bit confused over this, because I was talking to a top producer, and in the field, you might can have your customer acquisition costs be a little bit lower, or at least it appears that way, meaning that you might be able to get a sale by only investing $60 or $70 or $100 in lead spend per sale. The thing about it is, when you're doing field sales, you got to also factor in your gas, you know, and there's nothing wrong with field sales. We have agents that do field sales too, but when you're talking about field sales, you got gas. Many people are spending money on hotels. They're traveling. You know, there's windshield time. So that cost has to be factored in when you think about what it costs you to get a sale. One top producer I was talking to, you know, literally spends three nights a week in a hotel. So you got his gas costs, his hotel costs. And when we were looking at it, and, you know, he writes 25, 30 apps a month or whatever, and I was just helping him pair it up. And the point was, if you take all that money you're spending in gas and hotels, allocate that towards leads, what you're going to find is you're probably more profitable as a telesales agent. But you need to understand, it does require maybe a little bit more. So, you know, we kind of, if you do one of our lead strategy sessions, we put $175 as an example, but, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $175, $200 to get a sale, it's a good deal if you're making $500 commission, that kind of thing, and you can scale that up. Now, some of you might do it lower. Some of you might take a little more. And in the beginning, if it costs you more and you're not very profitable, well, that's okay, because that's how you're learning. That's your education, right? This is the best way to get educated is actually to do it, right? The skill to do comes from the doing. But to give you an example, you know, you could spend $200 on $1 leads. And if you did that, you know, if it took you 200 leads to get a sale, well, it cost you, you know, $200 to get a sale. Now, if you're brand new and you've never sold before, that's why we offer that opportunity. We keep saying we're going to change it to $2, but we still have them as a $1 lead. And they're just aged internet leads, but they're not that old. And if you're brand new and you've never sold before and you need to get some experience dialing, experiencing a little bit of rejection, I mean, that's just part of the business, but learning how to overcome that, learning how to be upbeat on the phone, right? Because if you're upbeat on the phone, even the meanest people turn and they end up being nice to you. And we have agents that are consistently making sales doing that. Now, you're not going to sell a lot at that level because of the time it takes to hunt and find those sales, but it's a great way to get started to where you're not having to burn through a lot of cash really quick, right? Another example is you could get 50$4 leads, right? And so these are fresher leads, and out of 50, if you find a sale, you know, great, you're in that range. Maybe sometimes you don't, but sometimes you find two, right? Sometimes you sell a husband and wife. And so, that's another example. You could get $15, $13 leads, right? Telemarketed callback leads, and that's the same cost to get a sale. Or you could get $370 leads. And I know we're testing some things right now, and hopefully we'll have that kind of as an option. But at the end of the day, or you can do any mixture. The point is, you look at it as you're needing to invest money in marketing and leads. Then you have to dial them, right? You can't just buy the leads. You got to actually go speak to the people, and then you get sales. And once you kind of learn that, then you just scale up. The difference between someone writing 20,000 and someone writing 10,000 is if it's costing them 175, 150, 200 to get a sale, well, they're scaling up to get the extra business. That's one thing David and I, when we went all in on telesales and needed to really make a substantial income, we realized, you know, once we understood these numbers, that there was no way we were going to get there on a super small spend, because we couldn't sell enough policies. We could be profitable, but we needed to sell a lot of policies. We needed to write 30, 40, 50,000 to get to where we wanted to get to. And so to do that, we had to scale up. So it just kind of helps you to understand, it doesn't matter what mix. And we talked about this last week or a couple weeks ago. Sometimes you got to mix up, go from one lead to the other, change it up, right? It's a lot like golf and a putter. Like, you know, all the leads work, but if you need to pivot around, it's fine, but you need to understand this concept. And one of the best ways that, excuse me, that you can drive your costs down per sale to keep it under control, is kind of what I wanted to touch on, is one of the best ways you can do that is, one, with learning how to sell add-on sales, and two, getting referrals. And so what I mean by that is, like, I talked to a lead the other day, actually on one of these pretty high cost leads that we're testing out, and very, very good lead quality was looking, but he had three final expense policies with Senior Life and Lincoln Heritage, which normally is not a problem and can easily replace those. But he, you know, he had them for 5 years, so it was difficult to replace those policies. And I encouraged him and told him that, hey, you got a great policy. Honestly, I did all the comparisons. I said, I really recommend you keep what you have, because if I talked to you maybe 2 years ago, I could have done better. But because you were 5 years younger, when you got those three policies, you're in good shape. But what I did was I then started talking to him and said, hey, have you ever added an accidental policy, right? They're not that expensive. It's a great way to get you a lot of extra coverage. And so that's an example of if you can't help someone with final expense, right, then you can offer like an accidental policy. A lot of people like to have that because it is a low-cost option. AmeriCo has a great option if they qualify age-wise. That's just an example. But then what it also turned into is because I was helping him, I built some rapport with him. We then quoted four kids who are all actually young adults, and he wants all of them to get a final expense policy. And we went through four quotes, and then I really believe we'll be writing three or four apps for him next week. And that's how this business goes. That's how you can get the add-on sales. It's just because the lead you're speaking to, you don't close, ask to quote someone else while you have them. Once you we say go fast to go slow, right? So you got to move fast through leads to find an interested person. But when you find one, slow down with them. Take your time. You know, quote them. If you can't help them, you now have built a relationship. They like you. Who else can you quote for them? So that's a great way to keep your costs down. Because let's say you have a bad batch of leads and you don't make any sales. Well, what if the next batch you get one person that leads to three or four sales? That's how this business works. And so you got to understand that. It's also why you have to take a longer time frame when you're measuring. If you're brand new, like even me right now, I'm personally testing out some things before we roll it out because we want to really measure to make sure that they work properly. But to be fair to the leads, I have to give it enough time because, yes, we get one call closes, but the truth of the matter is in telesales, that's where it's different from field sales. And Dave and I have sold personally well over $1 million in premium over the phone, way past that. And David more than me, and I'll just tell you, the majority of our sales are not one call closes. We get a lot of them, but a lot of it is going into our pipeline, and we're constantly working our pipeline. And so to really measure leads, and this is where agents get beat up, or they beat themselves up or think it doesn't work, because they get some leads and they start looking at the first week the results of that, and it's just, you can't do that. It takes about 30 days. Because you keep filling your pipeline if you keep working and you keep getting sales, right? I know Scott Poole shared in Slack, he wrote a policy, I saw it somewhere, and he said that lead was from October of 2021. So to really measure the results of those leads that he bought back in October, I mean, here we are, how many months is that? 7 months later. So it's the short-term way people measure that really gets people. But if you look at that, that's the best way to measure leads. And then the other thing I want to touch on, I want to get David on the call. So, add-on sales, learning how to do that. If you're brand new, don't worry, but put that on your list to learn that, right? How you can pitch something else. Learning to quote someone else. Even if you don't get the sales, just quote, right? Just quote. Learn how to quote someone else. But then the other thing is really, and that Dave and I were talking about this, and it's something we should train and teach better, is getting referrals off of your own book of business. Now, this doesn't relate as much if you're brand new, but those of you that are beginning to have a book of business, or even if you are brand new, if you're using our CRM, obviously it's your, you know, if you do, great. If you have your own, great. But if you're using our CRM, we always recommend when you make a sale, of course, add the product, convert it to a customer, take notes. A lot of people don't take good notes and put all that in there. You really should. But the last step that you should take before you move on when you make a sale is create a task on that client to call that client back in 6 months or 9 months, right? Or on the anniversary date. But I don't even think you have to wait that long. create a task so that it will automatically pop up. So when you're working 6 months from now or 9 months from now, one of your tasks on that day is to call your client. Hey, client. Hey, Miss Mary. This is Rich. I helped you with your life insurance policy 6 or 9 months ago. How you doing, right? Just wanted to check in. And what you'll find when you speak back to clients is that it almost always something good comes out of it. And your book of business becomes valuable. And if you're brand new, yeah, you don't have that yet, but go ahead and do it with intentionality and put and add those tasks in your in the CRM if you're planning to do this long term. And the last thing I'll tell you along with that, whenever you get a lapse email, one of my favorite emails, and I'm not even kidding you, my favorite email to get is an email from a carrier that a policy has lapsed, especially if it's over a year old. I don't like the ones from the policies I wrote last month, right? Because those means the first premium didn't come out, and you're going to get those. Those are not my favorite. I still address them, but I love it when I get one from a client 2 years ago. This just happened yesterday. Called a client from 2 years ago. Hey, and you know what? I refreshed, and she bought two policies for me. I went and looked them up in the CRM and was reading all the notes, which helped me to recall things about her. And you know what? That because I helped her, she was so glad. She said, "I'm so glad you called. I couldn't find your number." I said, "Well, make sure you lock me in." But you know what that resulted in? I'm writing her dad a policy, a level policy with Liberty Bankers. It's going to be about a $65 policy, all because I took the time to call a client. So this is how you keep get your customer acquisition costs down and under control. So, David, I went too long, my friend. I just wanted to share some of those thoughts. I hope it all made sense. I'm going to turn the call over to you to wrap it up.
No, I mean, you nailed it, as you always do on every call. I think all of these things and developing and getting better, it's the smallest changes. It's not the biggest breakthrough, which those types of things happen, but breakthroughs happen by doing the little things the right way, right? If you've been in this business, you know, 6 months to a year, you slowly started building your book of business. You know, one of the things we don't really talk about much, but when you get a new client, especially in our CRM, just create a task for 6 months down the road to do a policy review, a follow-up. And you just reach back out to that client on their six-month anniversary day, see how they're doing, if they like a review, what else can you offer for them? Do you have anything else as an agent, you know, that you can provide? Are they looking for a child policy? Are they looking for maybe a potential accidental policy? Are they wanting to increase their coverage? Is there a loved one that needs coverage, a child, a family member? By helping people, you're creating a revolving door of people you can continue to contact. They're your clients. They already trust you. You've done a good job for them. And you need to learn to dip back into that periodically. And what that will do, not only will you start seeing a dramatic increase in business over time. Now, this is earned, right? These are for people who've been in the business a little bit. You'll start lowering your cost for sales. The longer you do this business, the more people you help, the less brand new, fresh leads you'll need. You always need to have leads. It's the lifeblood of your business. But you may not need as many a day or a week because you're working your business efficiently. You know, I spent a lot of time on the phone with an agent this past week who makes almost 50% of all of her sales are referrals, right? She takes about 10 leads a day, and she's able to do, you know, almost, you know, a six-figure income earner the way that she works her business. And it's always it's a good reminder, and it's a refresher even for Rich and I who've been doing this a long time, but when you get different people's perspective, different success systems that people have, because we all work a little bit different, then all you got to do is implement it. You know, like even just setting a reminder every time you make a sale, that task reminder for 6 months, that 6 months is going to get here before you know it. And if you're putting up, you know, business every day and every week, well, you're going to have those reminders become every day for you just about. And who knows, 6 months from now, you might start making that referral sale. So these are little things that can really drive your business. And then, of course, you always have to have – you don't have to. It's so important to continue to fuel your action and your drive based on your goals. Why are you doing this business? Is it to replace income? Is it to pay off debt? Is it to save for a vacation? Whatever that is driving you, remind yourself of it every day, right? It's always nice to have a reason and a purpose to work, right? You know, I have a million of them. Rich has a lot of them too. And during the days that, hey, you know, it's taking a lot of effort to find that interested person, well, you need to be locked in when you do. You may speak to 19 people in a row who it's just a bad time for them. They're not interested at all at that moment. But the 20th person who answers their phone, you could be the exact type of person they were looking for. So you need to make sure you're upbeat. You need to make sure you have good tonality. You need to make sure you're ready to help that person, right? And the more people you help, you create such a valuable, valuable piece to your business, which is your book of business. I mean, this past week alone, I've been working my book of business, and it's been a lot. And it just goes to show, hey, you know, you don't like you having a tough time with certain leads, or you just want to mix things up. Well, leads are leads. Whether you see this person face-to-face, whether they're telemarketed, internet, TV, whatever. We're always looking for the highest quality lead. We want leads for the brand new person. We want leads for the top dog producers, right? And they're always evolving, but leads are everywhere. Opportunity is absolutely everywhere. Like Rick said at the beginning of the call, what if you come across a client that calls you and inherited some money or sold a house and they have a big lump sum and they ask you about an annuity or something like that? If it's not in your skill set, like Rick said, just tell them we can help them because we can. We've got experts that handle these types of things. And you're going to get together with the experts, and you'll reach back out to them, and then you can refer it, and we can help you. Anything that you don't know how to do, just listen for those things. When people are calling you and they're asking specifics, if you don't know, tell them that you'll get back to them. Take the notes, and then you know, talk up the experts, like Rich mentioned before. Edify, and that's how you get better and you grow in this business, right? Telesales is the greatest gift that in my professional career that I've done, because the skill is there where we can work anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as we have a Wi-Fi connection and my phone's working, I can dial. I can create opportunity. I can hear opportunity. All it takes is the commitment to do it and the consistency, and you fuel yourself with the purpose behind it. And that's how you do it every day and become successful. You just get up and you do your job. You execute. You execute the action. And then you find ways to tweak it just a little bit. Once you build the habit of action, then the 1% better every day becomes easier because you're doing the hard part, which is the work. There's so many talented and gifted people who could be in the 1%, but they're missing the biggest piece, which is action, right? They may spend 4 or 5 hours a day reading, and they might know all the products inside and out, but hey, if you don't pick up your phone and dial, if you don't get in front of somebody, you're not making any sales. The action is the first step. And once you have the action part down, then everything else is easier. The business becomes easier as you do it. It just takes experience, right? It takes getting told no to get to a yes, right? If everybody said yes every time we spoke to them, there'd be a whole lot of agents in this world. But that's why there's, you know, for every person who needs a policy, you know, there's probably 1,000 to 2,000 people who need a policy to every one agent who can help them. The opportunity has never been greater, right? This business will continue to get easier every day because technology evolves and you're ahead of it. So just remember, focus. Remember what's driving you and your purpose, and stay consistent. What are your leads? Work them every day and listen for opportunity. If someone wants to see you face-to-face, shoot, I've done it. I did it this past week. I'll drive to you if it makes sense and they meet and they trust me that way. But it all started over the phone. Every single sale I've made in the last 3 years has started, initiated over the phone. But it doesn't mean I'm not willing to go drive and see someone if I need to. If the case is big enough, I will do it. I have no problem doing it. This is, we're here to help people. I'm not tied to my office. This is a lifestyle business. Sometimes it's nice to get out and go drive to see somebody. but I started everything over the phone. So just remember that. Always be dialing. Stay focused. If you come across something that sounds like someone really needs help, whether it's an annuity, a large life insurance, whatever, we've got the people who have the skill set in-house. Just refer it over, and we'll get it all taken care of. So let's get out here. I'm going to wrap it up now so we can get locked in to start our Friday, finish the week strong. Great call today, Rich, and let's get after it. Always be dialing.
Fired up, David. All right, guys, we'll talk to you guys next week, and this call is recorded. We'll post a replay in Slack. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.